Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Coach Ben Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In today's episode, CEO and Managing Director of ICASI PCO, Brenda Nyakira Anderson, shares her story on how the Rwandan-based professional conference organizers had to shelve major events as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Over 12 months into the pandemic, Brenda has led the team to adapt their business model to the new normal and introduce some novelty to the market. Welcome to the Tourism Podcast here from Kigali. How are things from the event side of things?
Things seem to be improving. Things seem to be looking up. At the moment, events are still not allowed to take place. However, private meetings are allowed. We're trying to work with the Rwanda Convention Bureau to see what we can do in the meanwhile together. However, for us as a company, you know, we decided to be innovative and we've switched to the virtual side of things now, you know, to keep business running and the cash flowing, I suppose.
Okay, so as a young company, PCO, professional event organizer, how did you manage the COVID?
It was really difficult, but you know, we were positive from right from the beginning. I mean, it caught us off guard in the beginning. We didn't think it would have been as bad as it was until most of our bookings, 90% of our bookings for the year 2020 were cancelled. It's when we realized, you know, things had gotten really bad. And of course, obviously, you know, the pandemic in general, you know, the cases, the casualties, people dying. So after, I think it was in probably March or April, is when we realized just how things bad were getting. We tried to hold on to some of our events that we had already confirmed for the year. However, things kept on changing, the laws kept on changing, the policies kept on changing. So, you know, most of our clients moved to the event, some of them completely cancelled, some of them postponed to 2021. And we were the one event that we managed to, you know, keep a hold of, which was the Africa Tourism Leadership Forum that took place in November, was successful. It was a hybrid event.
Okay, no, it was good to be back at the time for that conference, hybrid event. Now, what are some of the things that you put in place during those difficult times? Because after we realized that it was going to be a long haul in terms of the effect, mm-hmm. What are some of the measures that you rolled out to be able to still be in business? We're not going to be in the same form of business, mm-hmm. but to at least keep the main core of what you do alive.
Mm-hmm. Firstly, what we did right when everything had started, we looked at virtual options, and we wanted, you know, to own the whole, you know, virtual aspect of the event side as well. So right now we have a license with a virtual platform provider, which gives us the rights, the exclusivity to sell their platform here in Rwanda. Which is something that, you know, we're very excited about. We see ourselves as trailblazers here in Rwanda. We see ourselves as innovative. That's one of our focuses. So when we were able to do that, you know, that was fantastic for us. So now we now sell that virtual platform as part of our events. Another thing that we did, especially beginning of this year, because, you know, everyone's moods were down in the events industry, people were really struggling. What we did, we went around, you know, the country with suppliers and partners, like the different hotels. You know, reviving our relationships, you know, seeing how we could work best together, what sort of ideas we could come up with whilst, you know, things were still down. And I'll give you an example. Like, one of the things that we've come up with is a drive-in cinema with the Kigali Arena, which we're hoping will take off possibly next month. You know, it will be the first time this sort of event has happened here in Rwanda, and we're very excited. It's, you know, completely contact less event. So these are the sort of things that we were doing, you know, reviving our relationships with these venues, you know, sitting down with suppliers and saying to them, look, you know, now that we have all this time, can we like work, you know, have like some sort of structure and system of how we can work together in future, you know, what are the best prices you can give us? So we basically took advantage of the situation.
Talk about the suppliers and, you know, partners like the venues.
Mm-hmm.
How have they equipped themselves for this new change, especially the digital age where because of less contact with people,
mm.
supposed to putting in some mechanism to ensure that it's we are still able to have some sort of event. How are they putting those infrastructures in place?
I think they've got really good help from the government, for starters. You know, the government has guidelines which have to be followed, and I think the venues, you know, quickly, you know, adjusted to these policies. So, for example, you know, with the ATLF, you know, they already had the spacing for the event. They already had an idea of how much it would cost us to, for example, have a hybrid event where we'd be live streaming. Although there were some difficulties, as it was the first time for, you know, for all of this to happen. I think the venues adjusted really well. I think they still are, but you know, we still want to see the buzz come back. You know, things are still not the same, and yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Okay. Luckily, Rwanda used to host the Commonwealth Heads of State Conference in June.
Yes, correct.
And hopefully, you're going to have the Inter-African Trade Fair as well in September.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have some few other events happening.
Mm-hmm.
From where you sit, does it suggest that, you know, we are to see some form of accelerated recovery because of these particular events coming to town?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think, you know, Rwanda's been strict right from the get-go. You know, you came last year, you saw how strict it was compared to other African countries per se. You know, we wore masks right from the beginning. You know, we made sure we cleaned our hands, washed our hands before we entered public spaces. So I think this was all being put in place to make sure that we, you know, these events still happen, you know, because the country has invested so much, for example, for Chogham to happen. Looking around, you can see all the venues, all the apartments being built, all the, you know, the infrastructure, the roads. So it would have been a shame for us for these events not to happen. So I think, yes, after these events, once these events are successful and, you know, there isn't like a huge spike in numbers, I think, you know, this would be a good chance for other events to come back to Rwanda.
Yes. Now, let's just stay on the PCO side. With your colleagues, did you guys, you know, rolled out any measures or new things that you believe that because of this situation at the time that sort of a training that you believe that it was going to help you guys prepare for what we are seeing to be a much more hybrid event these days, you know, other partners, your colleagues, other PCOs, do you have some form of engagement?
We have. The country is basically now focusing more on incentive packages. It's not something that we did before. However, now we feel like we're in a good space too. So that's what we've been working on. For example, our company, we had some incentive training from South Africa.
Okay.
Tess, she came and gave some PCOs incentive training. So that really helped, and we've been focusing on that. We've now come up with incentive packages, which we've been sending around to potential incentive partners around the world.
Okay.
Yes, so that's what we've been doing.
Excellent. Now let's go to your company. Tell us what you guys do, and how you got into this business also, and how you fare.
Okay, so Ikaze is a professional conference and event organizer. We started 5 years ago. It's a business I started with my sister. I was in the UK at the time when we started the business together. Prior to that, I worked at the Rwanda High Commission in the UK and in the commercial department. So a lot of the work that I have done, you know, prior to this, you know, was, you know, in the tourism sector. So, you know, for example, I'll give you an example, like Chogham when that was announced. I was still working at the embassy. So for me to now be working on this sort of event is like a full circle moment for me. But yes, events has always been my passion. I love, you know, making sure that a client is satisfied, and I love selling Rwanda as a destination as well. I believe in our country. I believe in, you know, the beauty of it, and I feel like, you know, there's so much more potential and so much more could come out of it, and that's what drives us every day. We're a young team of three, so at the moment, hoping to grow soon. Our focus is really for our clients to make sure, you know, we provide solutions for them. You know, we don't want a client to come and say, oh no, Rwanda hasn't got this much space, or so we want to be the ones at the forefront saying, no, don't worry, you know, we can find an outdoor space, we can make a unique experience for you that you've never had before. And we can do it at the cheapest prices. You can have the most innovative, you know, digital designs, so things like that, and that's what we pride ourselves on.
Okay, so on the events, which type of events?
So conferences, we do conferences, meetings, association meetings, school events, sports events. So really, we cut across the whole board of events.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have how you think you do things differently with a restart, I mean, from your side?
I think right now as a company, we want to focus more on curating our own events. We feel like now is the time to do that. You know, we have the time to do that. You know, venues are more willing to listen to you and give you better discounted rates. So, for example, we want to do the drive-in cinema. We're doing the virtual debates for school. And these are things that, you know, partners are more willing to listen to now because, you know, everybody's missed events, so everybody would be rushing to the next event.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned the quarter debate. You mentioned, I think, the golf, something that you want to plan.
Yes.
Take us to some of the events that you have come up. You've lined up for you know, either the second half of the year or, you know, or the entire year. I know it's pretty much very evolving situation, so you cannot give exactly confirmed ones.
Yeah.
You have a fair idea how things are going.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the virtual debates, which are secondary school debates that will take place in May. So this will be absolutely virtual, you know, like just following the debate format that students usually take. And this will be across, you know, schools in Rwanda. We're picking 16 schools. It will be on a first-come, first-served basis. So we're very excited for this one, especially because, you know, school children, just like us, haven't had activities for a long time. You know, they're probably demotivated, probably facing anxiety because they're not sure what's happening soon. Apart from that, we're also hosting the drive-in cinema events at the Kigali Arena. Kigali Arena, you've been to the arena, you know, it's beautiful, but, you know, we haven't had as many events there, so we want to take people to that side of town as well. We also want to hopefully show the Champions League following that format, the drive-in cinema format, so people just come in their cars, park outside the drive-in, and, you know, have fun watching the events with their families. So we want to create, you know, unique experiences especially. We're also hoping to have some events around the Chogham, one of them being a festival, a live street festival, whereby visitors will come and engage with, you know, local people. You know, we'll have stalls selling crafts, food, art, music playing, you know, families welcome. So this will happen during Chogham as well. A golf festival, launching the newly refurbished golf club in Kigali. Towards the end of the year, we're looking at the Africa Tourism Leadership Forum.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where do you see Ikazi in the next 2, 3, 5 years?
2 years, I think, you know, we want to be one of the top PCOs here in the country. 3 years, East Africa. 4 years, you know, be at the top of our game, really. We want to, you know, be the name for, you know, incentive packages, for people to hear because they know, oh, that's the company that does incentive packages to Rwanda. Yeah, so that's where we want to be.
If you're not running the event and moving around and checking that things are working, what do you do for leisure?
I love eating.
You love eating?
Dining, yes.
Dining. Ah,
yeah, that sounds better. Yes, okay. Yes, I love gastronomy. I also love nature. I've got 3 children and a husband that keep me very busy at home as well. So because I'm a homemaker as well. I've been a stay-at-home mom for a very, very long time. So yes, that's, you know, I'd always fall back to that if anything stopped. For example, if I stopped working, I'd always, you know, go back to that. Apart from that, I really do love business. You know, I'm open to all sorts of business ideas. So yeah, that's what I do for leisure.
And where can people contact you?
On our website, www.ikazepco.com, or our contact details are in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you too. This was fun.
Yes, it was.